Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Well, our next guest is here. Hello.
Hello.
Can you please introduce yourself for us?
Yes. My name is Christine. I am the manager of client success at a company called CoHealth.
CoHealth. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So CoHealth is a patient relationship platform, and what that means is we help keep patients more connected and better supported as they navigate kind of the healthcare landscape and look for resources and tools to help support them.
Okay. Well, it's a complicated landscape with lots of pitfalls. So any guide is welcomed there. So how does your platform fit in to that experience?
Sure. So we're a mobile platform, so we have an app. And in being told to use this app as a resource, we help connect all of the different tools that are out there to help support someone in that journey, whether it's about their own care or as a caregiver, whether it's educational material or, you know, all these web portals that are coming out now to help support people through those journeys and bring them all together into one place so that you have this single point of access to reach and inform patients also.
Okay. So if let's say that I am going through the process of, I don't know, let's pick a thing. Let's go with cancer, because there's a lot of pitfalls in that experience. Mm-hmm. How would I take advantage of this in that process?
Great question. So with something that is lifelong like cancer, sometimes the care journey is very long. Mm-hmm. You need support at very different areas and for different reasons, right? So not only can they access, you know, the educational material about their specific condition or illness, for example, learn about it, be empowered to learn about it and take charge over it through potentially logging symptoms like pain or logging anxiety levels that they might have and keeping track of that and knowing how you're doing. So when you go back to your doctor or your nurse, let's say, and they ask how you've been feeling for the last little while, you kind of have a record of that and you are really in control over that experience and you can share that with them. So not only that piece, but also how can I find support in the community that can help me with my care also, because I might unfortunately also sprain my ankle and need a physiotherapist, or I might want information about home services to help me, maybe a grocery service, something like that. So how can we connect all these amazing tools and resources that people have spent a lot of time and money developing and put them into one place where I can access information specific to a certain care area like cancer?
Okay. So I have the ability to go in and do a bunch of research on the things that might become a problem for me over time, the symptoms, the treatments, all the things. I can read about all that stuff. And then I can find support stuff. Now, in that support stuff, does that include maybe in-person resource groups, like the ability to find a support group and things
Absolutely.
Like that?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, so anything from support groups to home care, physiotherapy, addiction services, mental health services.
I was just about to ask about addiction.
I was just saying, you know, finding an AA is easy, but finding a cancer support group might be a more complicated process.
Yeah. And there are a lot of amazing societies or associations that have built kind of these directory of resources that you can access, but they're all very fragmented and only associated with a specific care area or an association, right? So we actually pull them all together because it's very likely that you're not only going through one thing as a patient, you might be going through multiple things yourself. But also as a caregiver, you might be going through a totally different scope of things as well. And really that whole experience should be in one place.
Sure. Because I was thinking of the extended network. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're in a relationship with somebody who's going through addiction, mm-hmm. you know, finding support for you can be super complicated. They can find it, mm-hmm. you know, you know, all kinds of anonymous groups for that. But for the families and the friends and the support group, that can be difficult to find.
Yeah, for sure. And that's
speaking first person, mm-hmm,
that's
finding
a great
that group
point.
Is hard.
So how can the caregivers receive the exact same information that the patient is receiving too, mm-hmm. and be able to either keep them on track or keep them responsible, accountable for things? Because right now the information is direct to patient, but what happens if you're taking care of mom and dad through a hip replacement and you want to know, you know, what are the exercises that were prescribed to her 3 weeks post-surgery? Mm-hmm. I don't have a copy of that physical 80-page booklet that they might have given her when she was discharged, but hey, I have my CoHealth app and I can go in and look at that same information digitally on the go.
Okay, so I can pull up all of that information as family friend to know what they're supposed to be going through, so you can provide personal support to them. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to whatever that thing happens to be.
Exactly. So when you actually log on to the app, you select your care center, which might be a hospital that you visited or a primary care doctor, for example.
Okay.
And then you also select what we call a care plan. So this is a care area. It might be cancer care like we spoke about, or a hip replacement if it's surgical, mental health. Could be anything that our health-related organization partner has created to support their patients.
Okay. So who is your customer? Is it the facility? Is it the patient?
So our customer is the health-related organization, frequently a hospital, primary care, allied health professional, but the end user is the patient.
Sure. Okay. So your customer is the hospital pays to be part of this plan.
Yeah.
To be able to provide this information to their patients, and directly the patients get it as part of their care plan.
Exactly.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. And so does the support group, the family.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's free to download on the App Store. If you were to search on the App Store, you would find it.
Okay.
It's called CoHealth. It's completely free to the patient always. And anyone can access the exact same information as anyone else. You're never identified during the process, so you're completely anonymous.
Oh. How did you get into this whole idea?
Sure. So the story that started the company is actually an interesting one. Zach, one of the co-founders, he broke his leg playing a very low-contact sport, ultimate frisbee. So when he broke his leg, he was obviously rushed to the emergency department. He had a metal rod implanted into his leg. There was a lot of information that he got when he was discharged, but he was obviously overwhelmed, in pain, medicated.
Right.
Right. So he missed a pretty important instruction of, you know, if you feel tingling up and down your leg, that means that we might have put the cast on too tight, so you should be rushed back to the emergency room.
Oh, no.
Obviously, that's what happened. He almost had to get his leg amputated.
Oh, no.
Because he didn't know what to do when it came to that certain symptom. So he returned to a different hospital, got a different set of instructions, was given a different patient portal that he had to navigate through. So the patient experience for him, although he received amazing care, was not ideal. So he wanted to build something that helped people access all the information they needed to support themselves in one place, so that they didn't have to go and navigate through, you know, the big world wide web have to call their clinic 24/7 with all these questions.
Exactly.
Wow.
Which is a benefit to everybody involved.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy to think that you're playing Ultimate Frisbee and like, okay, my leg might be amputated.
Yeah. Two different ends of a spectrum for sure.
Yeah, it's very difficult to draw a straight line from A to B there.
Yeah.
The story definitely zagged through. Interesting journey. So it's in the store now.
Mm-hmm.
You're an alpha.
Yes.
So that means that even though it's in the store, we're still pretty early stage, right?
Mm-hmm. So we landed our first partner in August of 2016, we're actually in over 30 hospitals across Canada, which is really exciting for us. That totals about almost 80 to 90 different departments that we're working with in various different spaces. So childbirth, orthopedic surgery, mental health, and also expanding now into primary care and looking to go down south into the States as well with some partners.
Wow, that's not terribly early stage. That's not like we launched on Friday.
some companies here in the alpha stage did launch on Friday. I've spoken to them. Yeah.
Indeed. That's the most common answer we get. Yeah. We launched during the thing last
night. During the opening night, while Seth Rogen was talking, we launched.
Exactly. That is common on the alphas. That story we usually hear on the betas.
Oh, maybe misleading. Maybe this was cheaper for us. I'm not sure.
That's interesting. So where do you go from here?
So we're always looking to grow and provide more support in different areas, whether, you know, we have a pretty good foundation with hospitals, but how can we scale that across, you know, in Ontario we have a pretty good foundation, but even in the province next door they run things a little bit differently. So scale is obviously something that any company is interested in, but it's how can we approach each province or as we go down south, each state that has different regulations and different structures and different system level organization and be able to implement in the same way, at the same capacity, at the same speed. So we're just looking for new conversations with new people and in wanting to make a difference in healthcare when it comes to supporting patients through their experience.
Okay. And what are you hoping to get at a Collision this week?
Oh, we're just looking. we're just looking to learn a lot, learn from everyone else who's here and what they've done, especially with the big American presence. A lot of Canadian companies who are here have successfully, you know, moved their business down south. So we're looking to just pick up some techniques and figure out how we can do the same.
Sure, makes sense to me.
Yeah.
And if people want to find out more about your platform and follow your journey, how can they do that?
So they can do that at cohealthapp.com. They can also email us info, at cohealthapp.com also. It's spelled cohealthapp.com.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
Well, we hope you have a great rest of your Collision Conference.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And thanks for coming.
Definitely.
Of course.